We are up to Sif Yud Gimel. As an introduction to the Sif, it should be pointed out that water used for Hagala of Chametz Kalim, according to the Shulchan Aruch, becomes usur for Pesach use because it has absorbed Chametz, tam of Chametz, from the Kalim. Now, a little bit of review is important here because if you recall from way back, there's a machlokes actually regarding all of this. Yeah. Now, Hagala, as you know, is the procedure of placing a kli into boiling water in order to purge the kli of the tam absorbed by its walls. And we discussed this at length in Tuf Nun He and Tuf Nun Aleph and Tuf Nun Beis. Now, what we're talking about here is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's namely that the water that is used for the Hagala is going to be aser because it absorbed the chametz from the kalim. But what should be pointed out, as I said, is that according to some opinions, the water is actually permitted if the Hagala was done prior to Pesach, before the time in which Chametz becomes Aser. And this is based on the principle that nat bar nat dehetera, secondary taste of a permitted substance, does not subsequently become Aser. And these opinions consider Chametz before Pesach nat bar nat dehetera. And this is critical for our understanding here. And so, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, the water will be okay even on Pesach because it's a nat banat de hetera, and we don't say that subsequently it will then be chayzer the neor. Now, although the water becomes usser, according to Shulchan Aruch, because of the chametz taste that it has absorbed, what's important here, again, we're explaining this now all according to the Magen Avraham. The Gra has a different understanding, as pointed out in the Shaar Tzion. We're explaining it according to the Magen Avraham, because that's the way the Mishnah Berurah will go. So, even though the water will be usher, the Hagala is still valid, and we do not say that the taste becomes reabsorbed by the walls of the Kli, and according to the Magen Avraham, as we'll see right away in Mishnah Berurah Samech Hei, we're discussing a case in which Hagala was performed before Pesach. And the taste that is reabsorbed by the Kli, which is now a third generation of taste, it's like not bar not bar not, from food to Kli, from Kli to water, from water back to Kli, is too weak to become usher when Pesach arrives, while the taste in the water, which is only a nat banat, second generation tam, will indeed become usher. Again, as I pointed out, the Gra, as mentioned, you can check it out, Sif Katan Kuvches, has a different approach throughout here. But we're going to be going with the Magen Avraham, as that's the one that the Mishnah Berurah goes with. Now, the Shulchan Aruch will be discussing a case in which water used for Hagala subsequently flowed into a well, mixing with its waters. So let's see. If a gala was performed on a chametz kli, like a yoreh, like a cauldron, which was ben yomo, and the yardu hamayim amuchumatzim libor betocha pesach, and the water which has absorbed chametz tam flowed into a well during pesach, also l'shtos meima bepesach, it's also to drink such waters on pesach b'shvil shenis arvo, because they have become mixed in with this water. So let's see this being explained, as we said, according to the Magen Avraham's approach. Once again, the Gra has a different mahalach in this sif. Sif on Samache, Pas Yomi. He says, Umayri Shehigilu Kodim Zman Isura. If we're talking about where the Hagala was done before the Zman Isur on Pesach, before Chatzais on Erev Pesach, Di Lav Hachi Ein Lahagil Kli Shehu Ben Yomo. Because if this was not the case, one cannot perform Hagala on a kli, which is ben yomo, kimavo el, besimen tuf nun beis. Benukat amachaber ben yomo, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses a case of a yora, a cauldron, which was ben yomo, demayora lo haisa bas yoma, because if the yora, large kli, was not ben yomo, af ame agala atzman mutar lepesa. Even the Hagala water itself would be permitted on Pesach. reason being, since the Shulchan Aruch is discussing a case in which Hagala was performed before Pesach, his psak that the water is usher in the well would not be true if the Yora was not a Ben Yoma. In fact, even the Hagala water itself would be permitted in that case. That's what he means. Kevan shegilu kodeh Pesach v'hein einem Ben Yoma. Right, since Hagala was done prior to Pesach and the Kelim were not Ben Yoma, or as we explained in Tuf Nun, and the Sima Tuf Mzei Sefei V'Hagala Ayin Sham, V'dayan, he says, Dim Hagala yeh b'socha Pesach, and he points out that if Hagala took place during Pesach, Az afilu im ayora eina bas yoma, Aser hamayim she bebor, L'das ramol el b'sima Tuf Mzei Sif Yud V'Hagala. He says, if Hagala took place during Pesach, then even if the Yora was not Ben Yoma, not only the water used for Hagala, but even the water in the well is Aser, according to the opinion of the Rama above in Tuf Mem Zayin, which is, okay, Sif Yud there in the Rama's comment. To explain this a little more clearly for those who don't remember, the Rama, you remember, writes that a non-chametz item which was produced prior to Pesach in a chametz kli, which was certainly not Ben Yomo, can be consumed on Pesach, provided that we are certain that no chametz crumbs entered the mixture. And therefore the same would apply to water used for Hagala of a non-Ben Yomo kli before Pesach. Nirama writes here that the kula of nosein tam l'gam, the general principle that detrimental taste does not cause a mixture to be usher, is not applicable to chametz taste, which is imparted on Pesach itself. So the reason taste emitted by a kli that is not ben yomo, does not asa the food it entered, is that it is considered to be a tam lifgam. Now, since according to the Rama, even no same tam lifgam, detrimental taste, would cause isser on Pesach, it emerges that water heated in a chametz kli on Pesach is usher, even if the kli is not ben yomo. For the same reason, the hagala of the kli would be basal, because the kli reabsorbs the taste expelled into the water. So, the big chiluk, according to the Rama, with respect to before and during Pesach. It should be noted that back there, the Shulchan Aruch actually argued the Rama and held that that no Saint Tam Lefgam is permitted on Pesach, because he views the taste emitted by Ina Ben Yomo as Lefgam, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. And for this reason, this is one of the reasons why Gra happens to learn what's going on here differently than the Magen Avraham. But we're again explaining it al pi the Mishnah Berurah, who's going along with the understanding of the Magen Avraham here. Mishnah Berurah Samech Vav, V'yargu B'soch Pesach, talking here with the water which has absorbed Chametz Tam flowed into a well during Pesach. So he says, "Hainu hayirida haya b'sof Pesach." That is, the flowing into the well occurred on Pesach, and since the Hagala water flowed into the well on Pesach, the chametz tam contained within the Hagala water cannot become batal, because even a minute amount of chametz b'kolshu on Pesach causes the entire mixture to be usher, no matter how great the mixture. However, he says, "Aval hagala haya kodem Pesach." However, the Hagala took place before Pesach, meaning before the fifth hour on Erev Pesach. Had the Hagala taken place after this time, it will be ineffective, as we already explained. And he continues on the Mishnah Berurah. Aval Hagala, Yekon Pesach, the Mayarid Dayagam King, Kon Pesach, Nizvatlu Hamayim Beshishim, Bemayim She Bebor. If the flowing into the well also occurred prior to Pesach, then the water will be batel b'shishim, in the water of the well. Yesh machmirin. However, he says, some are machmir. There are those that are machmir. Tafilu yeshishim megdam ein l'shtamish ba'osan mayim l'chatchila kevan de'efshar b'kal l'so mayim acherim. He says, some are machmir, that even if there is a ratio of shishim against the Hagala water, one should not use the water of the well l'chatchila, even if the water flowed into the well before Pesach, since it is possible to easily find other water. Now, this happens to be the opinion of the Bach, as explained by the Magen Mordechai, that since other water is readily available, it's appropriate to avoid even the minute amount of chametz tam in the water. We continue weiter. Mr. Bruce says, also l'shtos meimav. Looks like it's a new sif katam, but there is actually no new number. And he says, It's also mishtois meimav, that it's usher to drink its waters. Avar ubishel mehem tashio. If one went against the halacha and cooked something with this water, gasav a primagadim the yesh lahatir imu website meruba. Primagadim writes that we can permit it if there would otherwise be a substantial loss. Came in the Haggalah, Hayakodim Pesach. Since the Haggalah took place before Pesach, one would be able to be Mekel, because since we're dealing with a Nat Bar Nat of Hetera, this is the explanation of the Sharatziyah. Just to explain a little better. As we mentioned above, there's a machlekes as to whether Nat Bar Nat of Chametz imparted before Pesach is usher when Pesach begins. All agree that Nat Bar Nat of an originally permitted substance does not later become usher. For example, secondary taste of milk would not become usher if it later came into contact with meat. Rishonim, however, argue whether chametz would fall into this category, with some Rishonim arguing that since a chametz tam simply becomes usher on Pesach, with no change occurring within the actual taste, chametz cannot be considered a nat banat of a permitted substance, of hetera, and does indeed become usher when chametz becomes usher. We actually discussed this very in detail back in Taf Nun Aleph Ayin Shem. Now the Shulchan Aruch in this sif follows the Chomer view that Nat Bar Nat of Chametz taste does indeed become usher when Pesach arrives. In times of extreme need, however, the Mishnah Berurah here is paskening that we can rely on the opinion that permits Nat Bar Nat of Chametz taste, and thus the water would be mutter. The Prima Gadim actually implies that even if there is not a shishim to be mevatel the Haggalah water, the food cooked with this water is still permitted b'diyeved. This is all pointed out in the Shaar HaTziyun. And once again, I just need to point out that we're all explaining this according to the overall mahalach of the Magen Avraham, and the Gemara has a totally different approach here. Let's continue weiter. Okay, very interestingly, this was a seemingly separate sif, but was not numbered for some reason, I guess due to a printing error, and that's why there's no, like, maybe we should call it Samach Vav B. Anyway, now we come to Samach Zayin, Bishvil She Nis Arvu. So let's just review again, in case you're losing flow of what's going on here. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that if Haggalah was performed on a Chametz Yoreh, which was Ben Yomo, and the water which has absorbed Chametz taste flowed into a well during Pesach, again, the Haggalah was Ben Yomo, and this was done before Pesach, but then such water that absorbed the Chametz taste flowed into a well, it's also to drink its waters of Pesach, because the Haggalah water has become mixed in with this water. So let's see. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Samach Zayin, because the Haggalah water has become mixed in with this water. So he says, Perish, Af Lehamatirin Sonein Le'el Mishum Deyonosin Tam Klal, Mikom Akom Acha Asa. He says, that is, even according to those opinions mentioned, who permit cold water in which a kernel was soaked, because an item soaked in cold does not go ahead and what? Give taste, ain't no saying Tom Cloud doesn't give off taste at all. Nevertheless, here it's asr. Why? That's because here, through the mixing of the two waters, the actual chametz has become mixed into the well's waters. Right? And Sif Yud Beis, the issue under discussion was whether or not cold water can absorb tam from a chametz object it comes in contact with. Our case, on the other hand, involves water that has already absorbed chametz tam while it was hot, which then mixed with the well's waters. In this situation, all agree that the chametz taste contained within the Haggalah water mixes automatically with the well's waters. We continue on now in Sivkot Nesamach Zayin, and he says, Im nimtza garin eitzu a beber mayim b'pesach, if grain kernels were found in a well of water on Pesach, so kasu achronim sheroi li'zayir v'chol ma'de efshar sholo shtamish posim mayim b'pesach afilu la'matirim b'tzoynein. The achronim write that it's proper to be as careful as possible not to use that water on Pesach, even according to those poskim who permit cold water in which a kernel was discovered. Why? The Shema nichmash b'saychay me'es le'es v'avi kovish, because maybe the kernels may have been soaking in the well for 24 hours, in which case they would be considered soaked. Nevertheless, mikol makom, they'd be considered kavush. Nevertheless, mikol makom, im ein lo mayim acherim, If one has no other water, since one's life depends on this water, that is, that drinking water in general is an important need upon which life depends and is thus appropriate to be mekel. Obviously, he's not referring to where it's mamish pikuach nefesh, okay? Then you wouldn't even need any type of sfeik sfeikin, which he's about to talk about, because it would be overridden by the fact that it's pikuach nefesh. But he means, once again, that drinking water is an important need upon which life depends. So he says, yesh lahatir mitam sfeik sfeika. You could be matir based on sfeik sfeika. Shema achshav nafla. Because it may have fallen, number one, it may have fallen into the well just now. And even if you going to go ahead and say that it fell in 24 hours earlier, maybe perhaps it did not crack or become softened until within 24 hours of being found. And it's not enough time to become soaked since the time that it became right chametz, because it became chametz later. And in these circumstances, we could rely upon the poskim who paskin that soaking chametz kavush in cold water does not render the water usher without chametz being soaked for 24 hours. These are two opinions that we discussed yesterday in Sif Yud Beis. Uprusas lechem shenimtza beber, regarding a piece of bread that was found in a well. See, beforehand, we discussed this in Simon Samech Beis yesterday. And then, finally, he says, Misha wrote to the show b'Pesach med be'eros shel akum v'be'er shel Yisrael shel nizar ben b'chametz kol hashana nachon shi'istayin emayim v'beged naki b'chol pam sheshoim. He says, regarding someone who wishes to draw water on Pesach from the wells of non-Jews or from the wells of a Jew who is not careful with them all year regarding chametz, it's proper for him to strain the water with a clean cloth each time that he draws, since the well might contain pieces of chametz, it's proper to strain the water in order to avoid this concern, even though we would not rely on straining if it is known that there had been chametz present. Again, it's based on what the Mishnah Berurah writes, that since bread crumbles and dissolves into water, you have to be machmir and aser the water on Pesach. Now, the Sharat Tzion in Kuf Yud Aleph, back in Yud Beis, added that even straining the water is not sufficient to permit the water. Now, Poskim discussed the scenario today of our domestic water supply that is fed from a river or reservoir which is known to contain chametz. For example, a river which contains leftover bread. It should seemingly be usher to consume such water on Pesach, and the Poskim give a number of reasons to be mekel, very not simple at all, issues of beer, having spilled into the Kinneret, and maybe we're dealing now with situations of chametz is not batel, even b'mashahu. So how could you have any drink of our water today? Because our water supply, l'chayre, had a little beer poured into it. So because the sif was confusing as well, we will give a short summary of it, what we have just seen. So number one, we deal with the issue of if the kli, or the kalim, which underwent hagala, had been used less than 24 hours prior for hot chametz. So, if a pot was used for hot chametz within 24 hours of Haggalah, it is usher to drink the Haggalah water on Pesach, even if the Haggalah took place before chametz became usher. This was pointed out in Shulchan Aruch, as well as Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Samech Hey. Hey, 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 hey. And we then saw that if this Haggalah water was used for cooking, and assuring the food would cause a substantial loss, the food is permitted, provided that the Haggalah was done before Pesach. This kula applies even if there was not a ratio of shishin in the cooked food against the Haggalah water. This we pointed out in Sif Katan Samech Vav, as well as the Sharat Tzion Kuf Chaf Aleph. Now, what if the water used for this Haggalah flowed into a well before Pesach? So here we saw that if there is a ratio of shishim to render it batel, it is permitted to drink water from the well on Pesach. Now some are machmir about this, since it is easy to find other water to drink. And those who permit it are mekel, even if the water in the well is still. This is all found in the Shulchan Aruch, as well as the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Samech Vav, and the Ber Halacha, which we quoted a shtickle, Ibra Masil Lit Bor. We then said that if the water used for this Haggalah flowed into a well on Pesach, it is usher to drink water from the well on Pesach. Once again, it's the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Brura, Samech Vav. Then, we also discussed a kli that had not been used for hot chametz within 24 hours. And if the pot had not been used for hot chametz within 24 hours of Haggalah, it is permitted to drink the Haggalah water on Pesach. If the Haggalah was done during Pesach, even if the pot had not been used for chametz within 24 hours, it is usher to drink the water on Pesach, even if there is a ratio of shishim in the water. This also is in Mishnah Brura Samech Hey. Check out also the Shar HaTziyun Kuf Yud Zayin. Then, we also discussed mixtures of chametz in well water, that if wheat kernels were found in the water of a well on Pesach, if at all possible, one should refrain from using the water on Pesach. If one has no other water to drink, then we may permit it, even if the kernels were cracked. This we saw in Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Samech Zayin. Now, what happens if a piece of bread or dough was found in cold water? So, if a piece of bread or dough were found in cold water or in the waters of a well, straining the water to remove the crumbs, does not render the water permitted. It is usher to drink or cook with the water. Now, this is the Mishnah Brura Samech Beis, as well as Shar HaTziyun Kuf Yud Aleph. Now, if the piece of bread or dough were found in the water after the amount of water used for cooking had been removed, it is possible that we may be makel in cases of substantial loss, but this, as the Shar HaTziyun points out, is uncertain. We mentioned from the Shar HaTziyun. Now, if a piece of the food which was cooked in that water became mixed with other cooked food, don't know if we mentioned this, but the Shar HaTziyun in that same Kuf Yud Aleph says that one can be makel in cases of substantial loss. Finally, we dealt with drawing water from a well on Pesach. So we saw that if one was not careful during the year to ensure that chametz is not placed in a well, or in the case of a well owned by a non-Jew, it is proper to strain the water with a clean cloth every time one draws from the well for use on Pesach.